We are now joined by our friend Henry, the Hudson Whale. Each week, Henry joins us as we tell tales of the Hudson River. Henry's name is spelled with a Y, not an I. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy, by the way. The Stevens Institute reports that temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodek Island were between 79 and 82 degrees, about the same as last week. Stephen Williams reports in the Daily Gazette that heavy rains this week may have reversed drought conditions, but they have also released many combined sewer overflows into the Hudson River. After a dry spring and early summer, the National Weather Service reported 3 inches of rain fell July 23rd just outside of Albany, with reports of up to 6 inches in northern Catskill Mountains. A flash flood watch continued for most of the week. The U.S. Drought Monitor was listing most of upstate New York as, quote, abnormally dry, unquote, before this week. But all the moisture from the Atlantic Ocean falling in the area should change that. Quote, if we get a few inches of rain this week and we put some water back in the ground, we may get out of this deficit, unquote, said Steve DeRizenzo, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Albany. Heavy rains also always lead to combined sewage overflows into the Hudson River, and this week has been no exception. There was a 10,000-gallon discharge into the Hudson River in Glens Falls, and the cities of Troy and Rensselaer were also reporting they anticipated sewage flowing into the Hudson. Last week, 118,200 gallons of untreated waste spilled into the Hudson River, according to Poughkeepsie Water Pollution Control Plant. You can read that full story in the Daily Gazette. Patricia Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that the Ulster County Department of Health said July 26th that the Hudson River Kingston Point Beach and the beach at Ulster Landing Park in the town of Ulster and Rifton Wreck on the Wallkill River in Esopus have all been reopened to swimmers. The Rip Van Winkle Beach in Saugerties, the lake at WYMCA's Camp Siwakamano in Shokan, and the Marbleton Beach all still remain closed due to high levels of bacteria in the water. Water tests on July 24th led to the announcement. The health department will take another round of tests between the second and third week of August. The Saugerties Village Beach on the Esopus Creek was also closed for several days earlier in July due to high levels of fecal contamination. Ulster County also tests the water at Barron Park at the Highland Reservoir, the Rip Van Winkle Campground on the Plattkill Creek in Saugerties, at Lake Mohonk at the Mohonk Mountain House outside of New Paltz. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Daily Freeman also reports that the underwater search for a swimmer missing and presumed drowned in the Hudson River ended July 26 without finding him, the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office said. Above sea level, though, the search continues for 49-year-old Poughkeepsie resident Paul P. Moschita, who was trying to help another swimmer when he went under July 25th near Whereas Park. The other swimmer was rescued, but Moschita never surfaced. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. This has been Hudson River Stories. Tune in again next week for more tales of the Hudson River with Henry the Hudson Whale.